I guess when I first got my license, I was guilty of the same. I had no idea how to start a conversation kind of thing, so I didn't really call for a radio check. I just throw it out there. Am I getting home? Anybody hearing this? And then the call sign kind of thing. Then of course, you know, after you get using it a little while, you get afraid of the, you get over the mic fright kind of thing, and talking becomes normal on these things, if not an addiction. Dakota, go ahead, KEAWOJ.
Yeah, you get comfortable after a while. I feel like I'm a little too comfortable. Got to remember that this is radio and there is etiquette. This lady next to me is doing everything in her power to not let me over. I kind of feel that way on HF, though. Like, I never really know how to jump into someone's QSO, nor do I want to interrupt. But, starting to play more HF more and more. I got the 705 hooked up to the long wire, and I've been having a lot of fun with that. I was on 80 last night with it. I'm surprised. I don't think conditions are great, and I'm hanging out on 80 and 40 with 10 watts, and people are giving me really good signal reports. So I still feel like I don't know how to read the ham clock, and there's probably a big portion of that. But I got a lot of weird noise and static, but I'm able to make contacts.